Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sigourney Elementary Principal Deanna Hutchings about a school-wide effort to host a parade in Sigourney to tell their students at home they miss them.
For sure. So Deanna, how did it go?
It went amazing. We had kids all along the route, outside their houses, on the sidewalks. We had people from the country come in town and find a spot just so we could wave to them as we went by, honk at them, and just shower them with love. So I thought it went really good.
Yeah, that's good. And talk to me a little bit about kind of like all like the reactions you got from the students. You guys had this whole plan. I saw the map that you guys created. I mean, what a great way to kind of celebrate students. I mean, even though they're at home, it's to celebrate kind of the positivity that you can bring from all this in a time where it might be not be so positive.
Absolutely. You know, just their smiles definitely warmed our hearts and brought tears to a lot of our eyes to see how excited they were to see us, just to hear them, you know, say our names and wave back. They had signs along the route telling us how much they missed us as well. So it was definitely a positive, not just for the students and the community, but it was a blessing for us staff as well, just to get the love on the kids.
I bet. You know, I know coming from a family who has a teacher, my mom is a teacher, and, you know, knowing it's painful not to see your students at this time, you know, during a time where there is so much uncertainty. You know, you don't have kind of that blanket of seeing your students every day to kind of fall back on. So it must be tough on you and maybe some of your staff as well at the elementary.
Absolutely. We're used to greeting them every morning when they come in the door and just showering them with love while they're here before we send them out for the evening. And you get used to seeing them each day. So we definitely start to miss them and the laughter that they bring us. So just getting out to see them again definitely brought tears to our eyes as well, because we are their family away from their family. And so when you don't get to see them for extended period of time, you definitely miss them.
For sure. And so are you guys planning on doing this again? I know that Mid Prairie is planning on doing something like this. I'm not too sure about any of the other area schools, but do you guys get planning on making this kind of a routine kind of thing to check up with students or do a kind of parade style event to keep in touch with your students?
We aren't sure yet. This was kind of a trial for us. We didn't know how it would go. All of my staff showed up, and we did make sure we practiced social distancing by each being in our individual vehicles and not gathering together, and just encouraging the families to stay spread apart as well. I think we'll probably wait and kind of see what ends up happening. If we get to go back to school or if we don't, then definitely looking at something again, just to stay in touch with our students and just to be able to see their faces and them to see us so they feel that bit of normalcy still in their life.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a tough thing at this point for school districts, is that uncertainty if we are really going to go back to school on the 14th, or if this is just going to be a prolonged process that we're going to have to get used to for a little bit.
Yeah, we'd love to have them come back, but we also want the safety aspect as well. So right now it's just kind of a sit and wait. But in the meantime, finding ways that we can continue to connect with our kids and reach out to them and just to be that hope for them, where in a sense that you don't have that right now.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how many teachers, students, staff, teachers and staff did you guys have at the parade this morning?
I want to say we probably had about 30 to 35 of us that were there. I'm not sure if we have a video floating around. You'd have to, you can check that out and see. But I would say there was probably about 30 to 35 of us there. There was maybe a handful that wasn't able to make it today because they had other commitments to make, but everyone that was able to definitely showed up.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah, I saw the pre-video. I don't know who shot that video on Facebook, but yeah, I saw that and I'm like, oh, that's just, you know, a full busload of people on there, all the cars going throughout. You know, it's a great service that you guys are doing for the kids during, like I said, during this time of uncertainty.
Yep, it was definitely heartwarming for us as well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Sigourney Elementary Principal Deanna Hutchings. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.